Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you pricks move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
Fiction, the Quentin Tarantino movie, is celebrating its 20th anniversary today. 20 years ago, Pulp Fiction came out. I don't know, like, for you, but I remember seeing the movie and being absolutely blown away by it, and went back to the theater 6 times before it went to DVD, or I guess it was VHS back then. I'd never seen a movie more than once in a theater ever.
Wow.
But I could not go again. It was just that amazing.
Or confusing.
No, it was
not. You had to go back because you try to piece together the timeline because things were kind of all over the map. Tarantino just did a wild job of that.
Yeah. I have the ability to focus.
And that's why you had to see it 6 times?
No, because I just loved it. I was not confused by it at all.
No.
I can see how you might have been, I guess. But I just wanted to see certain scenes again, like that scene with the milkshake and Uma Thurman and John Travolta. They get high and they go to this place to have a $20 burger or something?
Oh, yeah.
$5 milkshake.
A $5 milkshake. That's what it was.
$5. Yeah, he went all Randall on that.
I want to see what a $5 milkshake tastes like. Yeah. Yeah. It was so very cool. Steve Buscemi was the
waiter
in that thing. Then there's this scene here.
I just don't dig on swine. That's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals. Pigs sleep and root and that's a filthy animal. I ain't eating nothing, ain't got sense enough to disregard his own feces.
Samuel L. Jackson there. I just don't dig on swine. I was saying that for months afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't dig on swine.
They were right in your face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every character was right slap in your face. And Travolta, the scene when he was on heroin, like, unbelievable.
Just great stuff. Yeah. Or just talking about, mundane things like a Royale with cheese.
Yeah.
Or they're talking about.
You know what they call a Big Mac? Little Big Mac. I love it.
It was a foot massage. A foot massage is nothing.
Remember,
my mother
they're arguing massage. About a foot massage, you know, just before they like blow some people away. I mean, it was like the mundane, regular life mixed in with this super exciting murders and mobs.
And that poor great. Sucker lying on the couch. Now I'm thinking about that guy. Oh, no.
Yeah. Flock of seagulls.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or the guy having a hamburger.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Yeah. that's a tasty burger. And then he blows him away.
I mean, man, how's your morning going now?
Yeah. There was so much to Pulp Fiction I don't know. I'm going to go home after this show, and I think I'm going to watch it again.
Well, I watched it with my middle girl about 2 weeks ago. I'd wait until she reached a certain age type of thing, you know, and she might be ready for it. And it just blew her away. Like, what is this?
Hey, I'm going to show it. Is five too young?
No.
Okay, good.
That's fine. Grandkids love it.
I'm going to bring them over. We're going to have a little Pulp Fiction party next weekend.
You know, and your wife, she'll be all for it.
I'm sure she will. Yeah.
She'll be scarred for life.
Little five-year-olds walking around going, look at the big brain on Brad. Look at the big brain on Mom. Yeah, that's going to go over great. Yeah.
Mom, what's a gift?
I want a red ball. Pulp Fiction, 20 years old today, 6:23 on the Doc and Woody Radio Show.